Good morning, Pete. Thanks for having a chat to us this morning. How are you going?
My pleasure, Michael. I'm going well at the moment and obviously looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, it is going to be a huge day. And as you do, you inspect all of the prospective runners before the Magic Millions race. And what was the issue that you found with Yes, 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 the concern?
Well, you're correct. As part of protocol yesterday, or the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission stewards and bets inspected all runners in the 2- and 3-year-old race, with the exception of Star Paul, who was still in Sydney. It was found that there was a horse in the 3-year-old, which actually was scratched yesterday. But with regard to Yes, 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 there was soreness over the rump and a degree of soreness in the near hind. Not enough to cause concern such that the horse be scratched from the meeting on Saturday, but enough that we need to re-inspect him this morning and obviously monitor his condition at this particular point.
Okay, so is there any reason for that? Could the float trip up have been a contributing factor to that soreness?
Again, there could have been many factors. That may well have been one. It may have been something as he got off the float, maybe something when he was in the yard. It's really hard to determine other than the fact that there was this concern. And it's just a matter of now seeing, hopefully, that he can improve and then get there to race day.
So what time is the inspection this morning?
As we speak, as I said, Queensland Racing Integrity Commission stewards and vets are en route to the stables, and they'll be doing inspection probably in the very near future. And as soon as we have information, we'll let people know, because it's obviously a very important piece of information.
So if you're still not happy with him this morning, is he automatically scratched, or will you give him another day?
It will depend on his condition. If it's worsened to a degree where it is impractical that he will make it to the race meeting, unfortunately, he may have to be scratched. If obviously it's in the improved, we will no doubt be continually monitoring him, and we will probably re-inspect him tomorrow morning and even upon arrival on course, just to make sure that it doesn't flare up or it's been aggravated, etc. So it's a moving science. We will continue to monitor it, but if we feel that there's no chance of him making it, then obviously it'll be scratched, and then the punters will have to sort of make their assessments from there.
I suppose you've got all of that, Wayne, on your mind, because he is one of the favoured runners, and there's also an emergency if he can't take his place that you would want to give the opportunity to take their place.
That's correct, and that's why, no doubt, depending on the result today, it'll be highly likely, and I can nearly say definitely, that we'll re-inspect him again tomorrow morning before scratching time.
What's the reaction been from trainer Darren Weir?
Darren's a fairly cool customer. I suppose he's the expert in regards to his horses. He'll monitor it and do the best that he can to get it to race day. And anything else, I suppose Darren is a consummate professional, and I suppose I'll leave that with him.
Does he believe that the horse is sore as well, or does he believe that the horse...
That's something that I personally haven't spoken to Mr. Weir, and obviously that's something that you may have to take up with him, and in terms of his opinion, he would have been monitoring the situation as well. Things may have changed from yesterday. They may be the same, so I really can't comment with regards to how he feels about it to a particular point.
Yeah, and you mentioned before as well with the 3-year-old Star Fall, they've decided to run in Sydney, and it's a scratching out of the 3-year-old Millions. All other runners at this point in time, you're happy with, or will you need to look at any other runners as well?
At this particular point, the only two runners that were of concern yesterday was DOS, which was withdrawn from the 3-year-old, and Yes, 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 the 2-year-old. All the other runners have passed at this particular point of stage unless something else comes to light or some unfortunate incident happens.
Outside of that, I believe there's also a jockey, Damien Brown, unfortunately not able to take his commitments tomorrow. What's the situation with Damien?
That's correct. Just prior to taking this call, I received a call from his manager, and then I spoke to Damien's wife. Unfortunately, Damien took ill last night, and as a result of that, he won't be able to fulfil all his engagements tomorrow at the Magic Millions, and that includes Boom Star, which I think is the second favourite in the 3-year-old guineas.
At this stage, has Chris Munce notified of a new rider?
My understanding from the connections there is that it's likely to be Tim Clark. I'm awaiting confirmation, and then that'll go from there. But at this stage, that's who it looks like it'll be.
All right. We appreciate your time and that news too, that Damien Brown, unfortunately unable to take the rod and Boom Sarah tomorrow. At this stage, most likely Tim Clark will be the replacement rider. If we get any news on Yes, 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 we'll try and bring it to the listeners before we're off air at 10 o'clock. So in contact with you, Peter.
That's a pleasure. As I said, as soon as we know more information, we'll obviously let everyone know as well.
Good luck tomorrow, Peter.
Thank you very much, Michael. Have a great day.
Peter Chadwick, who is Racing Queensland's chief steward, with the latest news on the Yes, Yes, Yes situation, undergoing a vet test imminently. And also Damien Brown unable to take the ride on Boom Sarah tomorrow, most likely to be replaced by Tim Clark. And reading between the lines, as Peter said, unless he is markedly different or worse than yesterday, it appears that they will most likely give yes, yes, yes if they are not satisfied today until at least tomorrow morning before scratchings as well for the connections of one of the favourites. Yes, yes, yes. It is 20 minutes to 9. You're listening to Racing Pulse.